Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to go back to your calls, Mike and Rich and Danny and so many others that are holding. But if you're watching on TV, I want to show you something here, and I'll describe it for radio listeners. You go to one of our YouTube channels with 255 million views there. You can see one of the latest videos we did last Friday that DrudgeReport.com linked to. And I've really learned how YouTube works. This is one of our important outreaches to the general public. And so notice, I've noticed for a couple days it said 511,000. We can punch it up on screen. It said 511,000 views. Now, I've watched other videos of entertainment and stuff where once something gets up to 300, 400, 500,000 views, and I'm currently watching this. It's not just like I'm saying YouTube is doing this, but really it's system-wide. I ran out of water. I'm dying. I'm not going to be able to continue. My voice just went out. Thanks. That's why I was like grimacing, and they thought I meant put the camera back on me. No, that's not what I meant. Thanks. I got to put a water cooler in here. That's what's happening. As I run out of water, sometimes my voice just cracks, especially when there's allergies this time of year. Okay, trying to regroup and get back to what I was saying here. On screen, I'm showing the YouTube channel with a particular video that says 511,000 views. Now, currently I went and tracked other viral videos that have similar views that are updating every few hours with the number of viewers. This has said 511,000 views since yesterday morning. Other videos on YouTube are not stuck like this. I've been monitoring them. Okay, if I take, but let me show you something that will get past their caching and show that this is something unique to my channel. Because you can go to other videos and see for yourself this is not happening. Okay, they're updating. I put in the headline into YouTube itself and search it. And it will show you the real view count, 631,705. But I've learned that when you go to their front page, when the video is displaying, they will hold us back. They've got some program patch on there to where we don't get our views till later so that we won't go to the front page. So its real views are 631,000. And again, I've talked to IT people. This is not a caching issue that this is showing you, you know, something that's clearer just because it's deeper into their servers or an area updating more often. Other videos that are similarly viral are updating every few hours. It's my channel. That's why we've noticed that with this channel, other people grab our videos that don't even have hardly any subscribers. You know, we got 300 and something thousand subscribers on this channel. Channels that have maybe 10,000 subscribers will get more views copying our videos than our site and will update quicker. And that's because there's censorship going on. And, of course, we've had them ban us and knock down the Obama deception and, you know, overtly censor us. But now this is what they're doing. They are holding back this video, Obama caught fake crying. We've also gone on separate computer networks and voted the video up and then hit refresh, and it doesn't have the thumbs up go up. But then we've gone on another network and voted down, and it instantly shows a down vote. So they're also skewing viral videos that we have so that I guess it takes five votes that are pro, I guess, to count as one nay vote. And they only do this on viral videos because you can go to one of our videos that's not viral, let's say it has 20,000 views, and you can click and vote, and it will show the vote instantly when you hit refresh. But not the case when you go in here. I just noticed how their little tricks work. You know, some people think they're censoring when it says 305 views, but you've got 1,000, you know, likes. Now, that is a caching issue that hasn't updated yet. But we have found them doing things like this. So they do not want you to see Obama caught fake crying. The Drudge Report called the video, "The Fix is In." Alex Jones, "The Fix is In. They're coming for our guns." They do not want you to see that video. Your call's coming up. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Okay, I haven't even really plugged any books or videos or any products. And we're about to go to your calls here and cover a bunch of other important global news, not just the gun issue. And we've got a congressman joining us coming up here in about 30 minutes as well after we take more of your calls. But this is officially the last day we can guarantee that you will get any orders you put in to InfoWarsStore.com, that we can guarantee that you will get them by or before Christmas. Most of you will still be able to get it if you get your orders in by, you know, tomorrow or Thursday. And I haven't even plugged what is our traditional Christmas special that just stays at $99.95. Let's punch up the everything special so I know I'm saying it right. Yes, $99.95, and you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. See, some of these DVD cases have multiple films in them. And you get the new strategic relocation. Safest places in the country, how to secure your home with Joel Skousen, Terror Storm, the Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Police State 4, the Police State Trilogy, 9-11 Chronicles, 9-11 The Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, that's the one that's got Michael Moore in it with his bodyguards, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. My special interview with Aaron Russo, The Masters of Terror, The Matrix of Evil, America Destroyed by Design, and other films. $99.95. That's a great way to wake people up, get the films so you have them on hard copy and high quality. You can give people, you know, 20 gifts with that. Another great Christmas gift for everybody out there is you can get 10 PrisonPlanet.tv memberships and see the daytime show, the nighttime news, all my films, a bunch of other films. The site's been redesigned. It just gets better and better. It'll be 10 years in April. We've had PrisonPlanet.tv, our own media platform, you know, the real cutting edge of the exploding alternative media, just an armory of truth. InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. It's $5.95 a month. You go sign up, get one membership, and you can share the username passcode with 10 more people. So it's really 11, but it's 59 cents per person and 11 people technically because it's you and 10 people, but let's just say 10. 10 people can log in simultaneously with the same username passcode, $5.95. That's 59 cents a month per person. That just pays for the bandwidth. This is an armory of truth. Your Christmas shopping is over. You just put it in an e-card, the username, passcode, and hey, here's your really cool you know, news website, subscription, and film site. The new stuff's in HD. PrisonPlanet.tv. Christmas shopping done. Wake some people up. You can also give InfoWars magazine subscriptions, and the first issue they'll get is This Man Wants Your Guns, the gun control issue. This came out 3 weeks ago. You notice what the big issue is now. I knew what they were going to do. It wasn't hard to predict, but all their quotes of how they want to take all your guns, including single-shot bolt action, and how they're going to do it and how they've done it in other countries. Great way to wake somebody up. 12 issues mailed to friends and family's doors, the police station, the local TV station, the local university, the local library. Okay, I'm done plugging. Haven't plugged in days. Started this hour off with a plug. Let's go to your phone calls on the aftermath of pulling TV ads that show shooting with Tom Cruise and Django, with Quentin Tarantino's new movie, Cerberus owning the Freedom Group, biggest gun manufacturing group in the country, saying we're divesting all our guns. Police departments, school lobbies, cities, funds, getting out of guns. Like, it's just guns. Guns are evil. Guns did it. It's guns' fault. You're a Ku Klux Klan murderer if you own guns. The NRA are terrorists. Let's march on the NRA. This is the rhetoric. I've never seen such a hysteric, all-out assault on the Second Amendment. And it's desperation by the collectivists who know the gun culture is coming back and defeating them. Let's go to your phone calls quickly now. Mike in Illinois, you're on the air watching via PrisonPlanet.tv. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. Two quick things before Sandy Hook. First of all, I was an election judge, and not even 15 minutes after I left the polling place to take my votes back, they were already saying Illinois went to Obama. And also, I have a good reason to take Dreams from My Real Father over to somebody I know tomorrow in another town. And then I wanted to ask you about Sandy Hook. It's just amazing to me that somebody's pointing to it in the very movie that also has the other the Dark Knight movie.
Well, you know, we actually made a video. I haven't tooted my horn, but I believe the headline is Secrets of the Dark Knight Leaked. We should have that on the nightly news tonight. And I point out that I believe it has subliminals in it by watching it that would program people to engage in mass shootings. And that gets into some of the science of subliminals that's actually taught at graduate level and PhD level. And I actually forgot that. Well, I've said all three of the films have been programming, both overt and covert. And they admit violent video games are first-person training aids, so troops will kill people in an unfeeling way. That's how Doom and all these other games got invented. It's just a fact. We're living under mind control. The entire culture is mind control. Look, when Jaws came out, for 2 years, people wouldn't go in the water, and it almost killed the beachside tourist industry. Just look it up, folks. The news articles are scanned online from the 70s. When it came out, like 76 or something. The point is, That's mind control. People won't swim. Most of my family won't go out in the ocean or in the Caribbean won't go. A lot of people I know won't go swimming because they're scared of sharks. I mean, you've got a better chance of being bitten by a unicorn. I mean, it's incredible. It is incredible how rare it is, but they're scared. Same thing with these guns. Thousands get struck by lightning every year. Hundreds die. Guys, you type in a number of lightning strike deaths a year in the U.S. I want to pull up those actual numbers. Thanks. My point is, I've seen them before, but I'm going off memory. Deer kill more than mass shootings. They know this, but it doesn't matter. Because now people dropping their kids off are like, oh, my gosh, people are going to come kill my kids here. Take America's guns when that's a zone where they've taken the guns. Anything else?
Well, you know, before I started listening to you, my wife had pointed out to me about Batman 2 and how they were going to get to us through the TV. And now that you talk about flicker rate and everything else, it's just, you know, these things are more than coincidental. I believe that whoever produced that Dark Knight movie ought to be questioned as to why Sandy Hook's getting pointed to.
You know what's crazy? Yeah, Aurora's in it, too. Yeah, they talk about Aurora. You know what just blew me away? And thanks for the call. It just hit me that I talked about on the show about subliminals and mass shootings and bombings. I think I did it some in the video, but mainly on the show. And I didn't even talk about how I predicted that when the shooting happened. I just remembered I predicted it all. See, I can't even keep track of this. This is reported lightning deaths per state from 1998 to 2008. Florida, 74 deaths. Texas, 28. Colorado, 27. Georgia, 23. North Carolina, 19. It just goes on from there. I'm not going to try to read it all. No, I'm sorry. It's even worse than I was reading the wrong. Well, it's a high number, obviously. Let's go back to your calls. Rich in New York, thanks for holding, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. God bless you, brother. Hey, real quick, this is definitely a smokescreen for Holder. You probably will never hear another thing about the gun running operation as long as this thing is alive. But more importantly, what I wanted to bring to your attention, the Daily News today in New York has first 10 pages of the Daily News is a full-out assault on the NRA and on guns. Basically, the front page says, blood on your hands to Washington. As burials begin, it's time for D.C. to act. Then you got Joe Scarborough in the first page, my gun belief, it died with all the kids. And he basically goes on to say that the Bill of Rights doesn't guarantee gun manufacturers the absolute right to sell military-style weapons to anybody.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw the article. I've actually got some of the sub-articles here in my stack. And, yeah, no, they're always going to have that defector. You know, I was pro-gun, but I'm not now. I mean, he works for MSNBC. I mean, that's state-run media. Go ahead.
Right. Well, the biggest thing that they have in here that you can see they're really going for the jugular, they have a cutout petition, and you can go online. Basically, sign our assault weapons ban petition. 34 Americans are killed every day by firearms. The total killed in just 6 months is equal to all American combat deaths over the entire length of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Basically, goes on to say sign. Sign is the ban on all military-style assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. So the Daily News is, you know, we all know where they're coming from.
And by the way, they're taking Larry Pratt's headline of 2 days ago or 3 days ago and flipping it. The Washington has blood on their hands for making public schools victim disarmament zones. Right. And so, I mean, it's just look. New York Daily News, last time I heard, was just dwindling down to nothing. Again, this is their last gasp, but they may kill us in it. I mean, you're right. They're going for the jugular. And you notice this happened in a victim disarmament state, in a victim disarmament zone. And these are just despicable state-run media people. I mean, you know, they've got Joe Scarborough, who works for state-run media, telling us we should turn our guns in. He's a despicable creature. Of course, you know, maybe Scarborough shouldn't have guns. You know, old Scarborough's really behaved himself since there was that death in his office. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I'll tell you one last thing. I think one of the best things that you could point people to was this one woman whose parents were killed. I believe it was at Luby's restaurant where she came in front of the Congress. And
I want Susanna Hupp on. She's a state rep. She's on 590 AM, our local affiliate. Representative Susanna Hupp and her testimony about we have guns to protect ourselves from you, and she points at Schumer, who looks like an obese possum who just climbed out of the hind end of a dead cow.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
The reason I'm a bit hysterical is I've never seen such a coordinated attack. I'm telling you, they're going to use executive orders, you name it, to take our guns. They want to start a civil war. They know America's waking up to them. That's why they've got staged elections with staged candidates. It's why they're gutting everything they can. That's why they're bankrupting the nation, shipping the jobs overseas, paying to ship General Motors to China. They are just gutting this country. It's what oligarchs do, and they hate the fact you're armed and that people know there's been a takeover, so everybody's out there getting guns and getting ready. They hate preppers, and they're trying to say the new Al-Qaeda is libertarians and veterans, And the people now found out about that. The public now knows the government runs Al-Qaeda. Everything's coming true for people. And they're desperately trying to run around and dangle dead kids in front of us saying, turn your guns in. When the people running our government are a bunch of mass murdering control freaks running Al-Qaeda worldwide to take over countries. They could care less about those kids. These are power freak ghouls. Danny in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex. I'm a big fan. I've been listening for about a year now, and I wanted to get the guns to talk about guns, but I wanted to ask you something before that. Do you know anything about this supposed Chinese submarine that was off the coast of Long Beach in, like, 2010 that fired a missile, and then they said that it might be a plane contrail, but then there were other people who said it was...
Yes, a bunch of NASA and former engineers on ICBM said it was a submarine launch, didn't even know the name of the missile, and it was China basically menacing the West Coast in a message to the West.
Right, I heard because we dropped them, or they dropped us down on credit, and we got angry. We went over there. They did the same thing to us. They popped up over here.
Yep, but, no, that's what happened.
Yeah,
but they told the public. They told the public it was nothing, and so the public believed it was a condensation trail. They could have told them it was a pixie elf or something, and the public would have believed it and stuck their thumb in their mouth and began sucking on it. The government handed out cyanide pills. 30% of the public would take them and die with pleasure. But again, just because 30-40% are mind-numbed robots doesn't mean all of us get to be slaves. Go ahead.
Right, exactly. No, I totally agree. But what I was going to say was you're talking about gun control and all this, and you're saying that NATO might have a UN arms treaty or something like that, but also that Mayor Bloomberg was saying that he wants Obama to use executive power to take away our gun rights or sort of, you know, limit or strip away our Second Amendment. I think it's, you know, preposterous. I think it's really scary. And, I think
and by the way, monitoring talk radio, even conservative shows this morning, a couple national, a couple local, they were all going, well, I guess Obama may, you know, may take them from us. Yeah, and so the public doesn't even get when they're reporting that. That's illegal. You know, the president isn't even over the states, much less Congress and the courts. He can't just say he's going to ban our guns. But you know what? He's already been doing it. Banning importation, banning manufacture, banning this, banning that. And no president has signed more executive orders. No president, because it's the time. As much as it's fun to hate Obama, it's that the globalist interests are making their move worldwide. Folks, they've signed us on to impossible-to-pay derivatives. They're going to bring us into a total collapse. And they want to be able to go around and arrest whoever they want, saying you have illegal guns and drag you off. They're now saying the racist and the terrorist are the gun owners. They're now demonizing us with rhetoric stronger than the Nazis used against the Jews. Stronger than the Soviets used against the white Russians. And no, folks, all the Russians were white, or most of them. Some were Asian in the East. For people that are ignorant, I say white slavery. They go, what about black slavery? White slavery just means sex slavery for new listeners. To expand on that, I always get into a history lesson. What was the original point I was getting into? Oh, white Russians were loyal to the czars. It had nothing to do with race. Thank you for the call, sir. Great points. Let's talk to Rick in California as well. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing? First of all, I want to say thanks for everything you do, and props to your boy for standing up against the New World Order.
Well, he's begged to get on air, despite his mother not wanting it, and I can see her point, but he's on air because he wants to be.
Props, that's cool. I love that. Anyways, what I want to get at is that the whole thing with these teachers, you know, I love Jesse's idea about, you know, having the having deputized guys working for the janitors. But I still think the teachers, the way we should be doing this is to, you know, petition to get teachers to be able to carry, and it's an opt-in program. Teachers,
but see, that fixes the already very rare problem. It's still a problem. They don't want to fix it. They want to take our guns and tell us we killed those kids. They're saying, gun owners, you killed those kids. Gun manufacturers, you killed those kids, not the criminal. Article after article says police are now looking at AR-15s because the AR-15 killed the kids. No, it didn't. If a crazy man in a crowd runs over 50 people, That's happened before. We don't say, and the Chevy pickup truck or the General Motors Cadillac's being looked at because it killed the kids. It's not like it's Christine. Thank you for the call. We're just moving faster through calls. I have a congressman joining us. Come, stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Representative Walter B. Jones, and he joins us from his seat there in the Carolinas, and he is probably one of the best lawmakers we have in Congress, and certainly the best out of North Carolina. I wanted to get him on a few days ago about the letter that they have sent to President Obama that we're going to show you here in a moment, and we're going to cover that, dealing with the fact that now there's an unauthorized war in Syria that even the New York Times admitted to Sundays ago. Our government's funding al-Qaeda. It's just amazing to attack Syria. So lawless, so criminal, so evil. We're going to get to that because this is important news, and there's been a blackout on it. the system doesn't want the people to debate this, or the drones Obama has blowing little kids up in eight different countries. He doesn't cry about those, where the thousands killed in Mexico, hundreds of them children, when he shipped guns into Mexico. But the congressman put out a letter saying Congress should not debate this, and congressmen should not get into this until the last child's been buried out of respect to the family. Unfortunately, a lot of the Democrats are running around just saying ban guns, period. I've never seen such an assault on the Second Amendment because they know we've been winning court cases and the Second Amendment culture is growing. So, Congressman, I understand your letter saying you don't want to get into this, but the Democrats aren't listening. What can you say about the Second Amendment and where it stands? Because they are saying the NRA murdered these children. They're saying all gun owners are responsible. And Fox Sports, CNN, they're now a new talking point. They're saying that gun owners are secretly Klan members. I'm sure you've seen that. It has no connection to reality. It's like saying if you like green beans, you are a child molester. It is the most base of propaganda, kind of like saying, you know, you're a bad man. You know, you're the devil. But do you have any idea, just separate from the children and the shooting, because I know you said you're not going to talk about that, why the rhetoric is getting so bizarre that to someone who tries to be informed, it seems like an absurdist Kurt Vonnegut novel?
Well, Alex, let me say thank you for this opportunity. At first, I would say that I have been and will be, as long as I'm a member of the United States Congress, a strong supporter of the rights of a law-abiding citizen to have his Second Amendment rights protected. I do not agree with these extremists that want to say we need to debate this today, we need to debate this tomorrow. That's why I took the position that you just made reference to. Until the last child is buried, I don't think the Congress, left or right, should be debating this in Washington, and I don't think we will be. I think the battle will start next year in 2013, and that's when we all need to roll up our sleeves and fight to protect the Second Amendment rights of people of this country who live by the law.
I have never seen such shameful, universal exploitation of these dead little children.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a victim disarmament, anti-gun, anti-American cult. I don't know if you've been following CNN and MSNBC, but I mean, they are saying gun owners are the scum of the earth, period.
Well, Alex, I do not watch those shows that often, but I will say, obviously, because of the tragedy, I've watched the shows more than I normally would. But I would say this. I think all those reporters have not done the families the service they deserve, and that's to have privacy and time to cry and to love each other and remember that little child that's been called to heaven. So I don't listen to the left wing or the right wing TV shows because I don't want to hear it. I want to see respect for the families whose children have been killed. Let's debate this issue of the Second Amendment.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you, but separately, they're always, you know, they're now saying having infanticide up to age 3 and abortion's a great thing. I mean, these children were only 5 years out of the womb.
Right.
I mean, I wish they would show the same supposed care that MSNBC's been showing over these poor little darlings. And I have small children. It really tears me up. I mean, I wish they'd be concerned about the unborn.
Well, I'm with you on that. I'm like you. I'm very much pro-life and believe that the little seed that becomes a baby is in the womb before it's born is just as important as whatever happens on earth to young children or adults. It's equal.
Okay, well, listen, Congressman Jones, I know you came on representing North Carolina and the United States to get into a big tragedy. You're trying to stop being any worse. Here's your letter, December 12th. Hey, folks, didn't hear about this in the news, did you? Get this out to everybody, to the President of the United States, President Barack Obama. And would you like to read this letter, Congressman, or would you like me to read it, or would you like to talk about it?
I will be glad to. You read the first paragraph, and I'll read the second paragraph. How's that?
Okay, we'll do that right now. It says, Dear President Barack Obama, the White House, Washington, D.C., Dear Mr. President, we are writing to strongly urge you not to once again lead our nation into war without authorization from Congress. The recent threat of consequences should Syria use chemical weapons is eerily reminiscent of the calls for war with Iraq to deal with their weapons of mass destruction. And that's in quotes. We would like to remind you that the power to declare war remains vested in the Congress. No resolution from the United Nations or NATO can supersede the power carefully entrusted with representatives of the American people.
And the second paragraph, Alex, is if your administration believes committing American troops to Syria is essential, the case must be presented to Congress outside of an actual imminent attack on America. The only precursor to war can be the authorization of Congress. We call on you to abide by our Constitution and rely on our country's representatives to decide when war is necessary. There's no greater responsibility than to send our young sons and daughters to war. That responsibility remains with the United States Congress. Alex, it's signed by myself, by Ron Paul, by Mo Brooks, by Mike Michaud, Democrat from Maine, by Justin Amash from Michigan, and also Charlie Rangel from New York has signed this letter. And we will send this letter to the president this afternoon, and we will have a news conference tomorrow with several of those members I just named. In addition, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and in addition, Colonel Pat Lang, Defense Intelligence Officer, is now retired. They will speak and say that we do not need to commit troops to Syria, and if the president thinks it's necessary, he must come to Congress, which he has abided for so long. Alex, you know that if we had never gone into Libya, and I realize Gaddafi was an evil man, but if we'd never gone into Libya, which the president bypassed Congress, I want to remind your listeners of that, he bypassed Congress, bombed Libya, and look at the mess in Libya. We've lost an ambassador, we lost a couple of Navy SEALs, and the controversy going over now about what happened in Benghazi. But we created that problem. We went in there and bombed a dictator. And so I just feel this way. I'm a big Ron Paul supporter, as you well know. We've talked about that before. And I believe that this country, if we determine it's necessary to go into war, then let the Congress declare war that we have not done since World War II.
Well said. I mean, it's in the Constitution that the Congress directs the war, funds the war, declares war, military actions, and Congress has gone along with more and more of that being given up. But we saw the spectacle that you've spoken out against, probably the chief person that's been trying to expose it, that in three different congressional hearings, we have seen the spectacle of the Joint Chiefs of Staff telling Congress that they get their orders from the NATO chieftains and the UN, and that the president gets those orders, and the president's put out a letter agreeing to that. I mean, this is unprecedented. And now, have you seen the articles even in the New York Times where the main force that the West is funding, this is already military action without congressional approval, is Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, absolutely. And that again, is why I'm hopeful that, and I realize with the tragedy in Connecticut and all the other issues that are swirling around here, but we do not want the American people to forget that we have troops on the border in Turkey. It doesn't take but one or two Americans to be killed, and all of a sudden a president comes to the American people and say, they just shot and killed two of our military people, and we're not going to stand for it. And this, again, is why Ron Paul and I agree so much, and Dennis Kucinich, by the way, that too many times that we in Congress, it's our fault, not the president's fault. That's the purpose of this letter. This letter is trying to encourage Congress to start living by the Constitution and not allow any president, Democrat or Republican, to bypass Congress to bomb another country that's not an imminent threat to America. We cannot police the world any longer, Alex. We are financially broke. Our kids are worn out. The military equipment is worn out. It's time to rebuild America and rebuild America's military.
Well, I agree with you, but it's so unprecedented that Obama is shutting down coal power plants without congressional approval outside of law. He signed a cyber order and won't let Congress see it last time I checked, when Congress is where the laws come from. He says we're under UN control. And now, separately from the shooting, Bloomberg is saying we want executive action outside of Congress to restrict guns. Sir, what do you predict as a senior member of the House of Representatives What is going to happen? And if folks just tune in, Representative Walter B. Jones of North Carolina is our guest. What is your response going to be if in the new year, maybe even before, Obama just says, hey, I'm going to use executive order to take people's semi-autos?
Well, I'm going to say this, Alex. I think that the American people and the Congress will challenge in the federal courts because, again, in my humble opinion, I think that this is an overreach by this administration. And I will further say and remind the listeners that when he went into Libya, Jonathan Turley, who is a constitutional law professor at George Washington University, led the effort in the courts with Dennis Kucinich, Ron Paul, Walter Jones, Tim Johnson, and a couple of Democrats, I can't remember their name now, to continue the challenge that this president has bypassed Congress and you cannot. And I think it's going to take a major court fight. And we've got to have, you know, major leaders of our country, including people like you, Alex Jones, to say enough is enough. Because if not, this president has just, and I was upset with George Bush when we went into Iraq, so I want to be somewhat partisan on this, but I'm going to tell you this, that what Mr. Obama has done, starting with a number of issues, but particularly when he came, didn't even come to Congress and bombed Libya. That's an international war crime.
It is. I mean, we're doing what Germany started doing in the lead up to World War II, going into Danzig, going into Poland, going into Czechoslovakia, going into Austria. And again, it's foreign interest bragging. I don't know if you've seen the headlines in the Financial Times of London and even Time Magazine bragging that foreign banks say they've captured America. And I've heard Bloomberg Financial brag, oh, Congress is ceremonial. I mean, the bankers in prospectuses to each other are bragging we're a conquered people and that we're a joke and that now they're going to take our guns. And it's just so crazy to watch our government funding al-Qaeda to incinerate Libya and now Syria. And again, Assad's not a good guy, but compared to al-Qaeda, he is. And he wasn't attacking anybody. And al-Qaeda is engaged in atrocities all over these countries and is the main force. I mean, it's like I woke up in Twilight Zone land, but because he's supposedly a liberal, can you imagine, Congressman, if George Bush was doing stuff like this, what the left would be saying?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, what has really frustrated me, that this is before the tragedy in Connecticut, but what's really frustrated me is exactly, that's why, again, and I want to mention this, why do we still have our kids in Afghanistan spending $10 billion a month we don't have? They're still getting shot and killed and losing legs and arms. And I've got a website if any of your listeners would like to join this effort, because we're going to be raising Cain in a bipartisan way about Afghanistan. It's bring them home 2013.com. I don't know where the outrage is on that. Alex, you might have seen about 2 months ago this lady named Lisa Freeman. Her son was Captain Matthew Freeman, Marine, shot and killed in 2009. She was interviewed because at that point, a couple of months ago, 2,000 Americans had died in Afghanistan. And her comment was, where's the outrage? We've been there 11 years. Where's the voices of the American people?
Well, that's what's so sick about this, is that 20 children, you know, Stalin said one man dies is a tragedy, 10,000 dies is a statistic. Listen, I've got a 4-year-old daughter. I've got an 8-year-old daughter. I've got a 10-year-old son. It tears my guts out to see this, but to have them throw it in my face, clearly to exploit it, makes me sick and it makes me angry. But then they admit, I've seen it in national statistics and polls, never before have people cared less about the troops. Oh, they say they care about them during the football game, and it's like this little knick-knack thing. But the truth is, they're committing suicide at the record numbers. They're making them serve 5, 6, 7, 8 tours. And, yeah, bring them home. Did you see, sir, where Obama just secretly sent 3,000 more troops back to Iraq?
Oh, yeah. Alex, that's the whole issue of this letter, quite frankly. This president has not had his hand slapped by Congress yet. He has not. I can't even get my own side. I don't mind telling you very quickly. 2 weeks ago in our Republican conference, I've had 5 Marines and 1 soldier from the 3rd District of North Carolina shot and killed by the Afghans they were training. And I stood up in the conference and I said, Mr. Speaker, I want to tell you something. We're talking about all these financial problems facing America, and I agree with you. But how about let's remember those overseas who are getting killed and losing their legs in a war that's never been declared, propping up a crook named Karzai so his family can keep selling drugs. I said, where does it make any sense?
Just answered it, sir. The big mega banks that run both major parties now, they have been caught. They've been caught laundering in mainstream news that heroin money, and that's why the troops will probably never leave. And it's incredible. And you're right. The country's descending into civil war. I mean, it's incredible.
But Alex, that's why you are such a leader of the Constitution in this country, and people like yourself. I've been on several shows, as you know, but you are making a difference. And I believe sincerely that we saw the marches when Obamacare got to the floor. But when this debate starts on the Second Amendment, I think you're going to see the marches. I really do.
I agree with you, sir. And we've got to defend the Republic. Give out that website one more time, Congressman.
Thank you. www.bringbringthem2013.com.
And there's a petition there on that site.
Right. That's exactly right.
Listen,
we're going to be debating this next year also. Bring them home in 2013. Let's not see them die for a crook. Let's not see a country that's financially broken.
I agree. And everybody's got to go to your press conference tomorrow.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got. We'll be right back.
says he's calling from Sandy Hook, Connecticut, and that he had kids in the ill-fated school. Tim, I didn't see you there till the congressman was on with us, but I had him go a little bit early so we could get to you here at the end of this hour. Tim, tell us what you think about what's happened.
Well, it's very tragic. It is, especially because we were involved with the school. My daughter got out of that school last year. She's in the intermediate school, which goes from fifth to sixth grade. And my son is now in the seventh grade in the junior high school. And very tragic. It was an extremely shocking situation that happened. The whole town is in shock. And we were involved. I was very involved with the school. I ran the Cub Scouts, the third and fourth grade, out of Sandy Hook Elementary. I live like a mile down the street. My wife used to do the Sandy Hook Elementary School clothing line. We used to sell it. You know, they do stuff for Christmas and Halloween and, you know, all the holidays they try to represent, you know, by having some gathering or, you know, parties at the school at night. So, you know, we were pretty involved. We knew a lot of the teachers. And I want to thank you, first of all, you know, before I forget to do this, I want to thank you for everything you do. I want to thank you for putting up Victoria Soto's picture, because she was actually my son's after-school tutor. You know, kids who are having problems with, like, math or whatever. She was a tutor for him for, like, the last 3 years he was in Sandy Hook Elementary. So I had conversation with her twice a week.
And for folks that don't know who she is, tell them about her.
Well, she was a young girl who did, she was like a teacher's assistant, and she did, like, with my son. He was having trouble with math, so she would work with the kids after school for an hour, hour and a half, you know, giving them, you know, extra tutoring, you know, bringing them up to, you know, the skills they needed to get through their class. And really good girl, very smart, you know. And my son loved working with her. You know, he didn't mind being there at all.
And for folks that don't know, she saved a lot of people. Wow. What is your take on the way the globalist state-run media has tried to use this to destroy the Second Amendment?
Well, that was one of the reasons I called, because you always tell the truth. And I go to you for news sources, and I tell everybody about you. The media, it's like an army of media trucks out there. It's unbelievable. Right down the street, Treadwell Park, Fox has a huge tractor trailer there. It's just like an army of vehicles with the big, you know, radar, the big satellite dishes on top of the vans and the trucks.
They're like vampires there to literally suck every bit of pain they can out of the parents. And the parents have said that they're sick of them stalking them.
Well, yeah, I talked to some of the store owners and you know, some of the people like at the local hardware store and other businesses, and they're sick and tired of the media. They just want them out.
Do you have any information on the shooting itself? I mean, from what you know, is the official story accurate?
Well, this is what I heard right from the get-go. I heard there was somebody else in the woods that they found. Yeah. They found somebody in the woods outside of the building, and they had him handcuffed in the police car, and that's the last we heard of him. You know, we didn't hear anything else about it. And
tell you what, so, stay there. We've got an image of Victoria Soto there, amazing heroine of Sandy Hook who saved a bunch of kids.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.